In the middle of the roaring 20s, a Chicago astronomer, the brilliant but haughty Edwin Hubble, announced in his fake British accent that the Andromeda Nebula was no nebula at all, no cloud of gas in our own neighborhood. It was, he said, an island universe, a separate body of suns like the Milky Way. With today's telescopes, some 100 billion galaxies are photographed, and yet most educated people can name only one, that one, Andromeda. One reason for its fame is its fortunate overhead position, where it's perfectly placed for observation right now each autumn. Probably another factor is its mellifluous name. No galaxy has the euphonious appeal of Andromeda, a name too lovely to forget. Andromeda is also the nearest spiral galaxy, and, oddly, the largest in this whole section of the universe. But its greatest draw may simply be that it's there, visible to the naked eye. Even the lavish star fields that spill across December's skies like blowing sand lie no farther than a few thousand light years. The night stars are like snowflakes on a window pane, and far off in the distance is Andromeda's tiny glowing smudge, utterly camouflaged from well-lit places like Albany. But if you live away from artificial lights, check it out this moonless week. The perfect instrument to make it look even cooler is not a telescope, but ordinary binoculars. Andromeda is coming toward us and is 1,000 miles closer since I started speaking. In 2012, NASA determined that there will be a head-on collision 2 billion years from now. We will then merge into a single spherical galaxy that has already been named Milkomeda. Reason enough to take a peek as it hovers directly overhead at 7 p.m. all this week. And when you find that little smudge, you're observing the farthest thing your eyes have ever seen. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.